Hey, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadi. Hey, today's shiur and yesterday's shiur and the shiur throughout this entire week are sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz, L'zecher Nishmas, his grandmother, Rachel Leah Bas Nachman Tzvi, Aleha Shalom, on her yard site, the Neshama Shevin Aliyah. We thank Jeremy very much for the sponsorship. We are holding up the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tzadi Hey Mulal. This Mishnah is going to give a list of halachic differences and halachic commonalities between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Two differences and four things that they have in common. And the Gemara is going to explain how we derive each of these halachos from Psukim in the Torah. The Mishnah on Amud Beis discusses the issur of people who have certain types of tumah to eat from a carbon Pesach, even when the carbon was brought betumah. We're going to see that just because it's brought betumah doesn't mean that everything is mutter all of a sudden, that all sorts of tumah are ignored. And then the daf is going to conclude with a discussion of whether tame people can only enter the azara when the Pesach is brought betumah, or are they even allowed to enter the heichal? Do we just say once the barriers are down, tame people are allowed to enter, they're allowed to enter wherever they want? So those are the three basic topics on this stuff. First, the similarities and the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Second, which types of Tumah cannot participate in Pesach, in a Karban Pesach is Baba Tumah. And third, how far a person who's Tameh is allowed to go when the Pesach is Baba Tumah. So Zok the Mishnah, Ma ben Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. What is the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So right away, whenever you see Ma ben, our minds are immediately drawn to Maseches Megillah, because in Maseches Megillah there is a series of Mishnayos of Ein Bein. That Ein Bein, it all starts with Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni except for. So you have a whole series of Mishnayos that have nothing to do with Purim or Megillah, but are all Ein Bein. So some of the Achronim are bothered why this isn't there. Why the Mishnah of Ein Bein, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni Ella, even though it's not formulated in that way, it's Mabain. Why isn't it in Maseches Megillah? But okay, so what's the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? HaRishon Asur Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh VaSheni Chametzu Matzeh Yimo Bebayis. Pesach Rishon, there's an issur of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, one is not allowed to own chametz, but by Pesach Sheni, you can have chametz and matzah together in the same house, and there's no problem with it. The HaRishon Ton Halal Bachilaso, VaSheni Ein Ton Halal Bachilaso. Another difference is that Pesach Rishon requires Halal while you eat the Karban Pesach. Pesach Sheni does not require Halal while eating the Karban Pesach. We're going to see that it does require Halal at a different time, but not while eating the Karban Pesach. As the Mishnah follows up, v'zeh v'zeh, ton halal basiyasan, both of them require halal when you make the Karban Pesach, when you do the Karban Pesach, just not when you eat it. But both of them also, v'nechal and sli, they're both eaten roasted, al matzo umrorim, they're both eaten together with matzo umrorim, v'dochen es ha-shabbos, and both of them can be brought on Shabbos as well. Now Rashi in his Perush on Chumash in Bamidbar Perek Tes Pasuk Yud writes that Pesach Sheni there's no Isser Chametz Ella Imo Ba'achilaso. Instead of just saying that there's no Isser Bali Rabbi Matzeh, that there's Chametz U'Matzeh Imo Ba'bayis, he adds, but there is an Isser Chametz Imo Ba'achilaso, that there's no Isser Chametz except for Imo Ba'achilaso. When you're eating together with it, you can't have Chametz together with the Karban Pesach. So Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph Os Gimel is Medayik from this Rashi that apparently there is some sort of Isser of Chametz with Pesach Sheni, but during the eating of the Pesach Sheni. Problem is, the Gemara makes no mention of any such Isser. And even if you're ready, Yotze the Chiv of Achilas Pesach Sheni, why would the Isser of Achilas Chametz take effect? Where do we find such a thing? And if Rashi's talking about while you're eating the kezayis through which you're yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, you shouldn't have chametz together with that kezayis, well, that's not a din special for chametz. That's a din about anything. You're not allowed to have anything together with the kezayis of the Karban Pesach, lest you be mevatel the tam of the Karban Pesach. So what's Rashi talking about over here? There's some sort of extension of an isra of chametz related to Pesach Sheni that's unique about chametz and is not about all foods. So what where does this Isser come from? What is this Isser? So the Meshech Chachma on the spot says that this din is learned from the pasuk al matzos morim yachluhu. It's mashma that a person should eat the Karban Pesach only al matzah, not with chametz. Al matzos morim, definition of matzah is matzah v'lo chametz. So it's a lava bam l'chal aseh. Based on what you are supposed to eat with the Karban Pesach, we learn what there is an Isser to eat with the Karban Pesach, not as a separate los aseh, but a lava bam l'chal aseh. Others say from the Lashon of the Mishnah, chametz u'matzah imo bebayis. Sounds like the heter is that you could have chametz in your house, that there's no bayira bayimatzah, but that there's still an iser to eat the chametz together with the Pesach Sheni. However, Rav Shach, Navi Ezri, explains Rashi differently. He says that Rashi does not mean to say that there's an iser to eat chametz at the time that you eat the Pesach Sheni. No, Rashi's telling us there's no iser whatsoever. Ela imo ba'achiloso is mutter to eat chametz, meaning he's saying Pesach Sheni, there's no iser chametz. Ella imo ba'achilaso. Rather, you could. Ella is not except for. Ella is rather. Rather imo ba'achilaso. You could have chametz together while you're eating the Karban Pesach. That's how Rav Shach reads that Rashi. He says the whole diuk of the Minchas Chinuch is off base. It's not Rashi's not saying what he's attributing to Rashi. So the Mishnah went on to say that Pesach Sheni does not require halel ba'achilaso. There's no requirement to say halel while eating Pesach Sheni. Sfasemis just points out that just like there's no halel during the eating of the Pesach Sheni, mistama, there's also no sipur yitzias mitzrayim at the shas achila of the Pesach Sheni. And even if the Pesach Rishon, when a person ate only matzah because he was tamei, he was not mesaper yitzias mitzrayim, so he never fulfilled the mitzvah. Still, there's no tashlumen on Pesach Sheni to be mashlim the sipur yitzias mitzrayim. The Mishnah doesn't mention one way or the other, but that's how Sfasemis points out. Based on the Pasuk Zachras, Yom HaZeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim, we see that only on the day that Yitzasim Mitzrayim, we have a din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, not on any other day. There's no mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on any other day other than the anniversary of the day that we actually left Mitzrayim. About a week ago, there is a minag that many Hasidim have primarily to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, since we eat matzah on Pesach Rishon as a zecher to the Karban Pesach. So many people have a minag that they eat matzah on Pesach Sheni as a zecher to Pesach Sheni. And we discussed when that matzah should be eaten. Is that eaten on the 14th day of the month or the 15th at night? And what the different minhagim perhaps are based on. So the question is, how far do we take that? Meaning that minhag of eating matzah on Pesach Sheni, how many of the ancillary dinim that apply to Pesach Sheni would you apply to that minhag as well? To say that the Minchas Elazar on Yud Dalet Iyar Pesach Sheni, he had a su'uda with Anshe Shlomo Talmidav. He had a whole big su'uda. Kilu, that it wasn't just the mitzvah of eating matzah that he was trying to accomplish, but he said Adir Hu even a base of Bikarov. He had a whole thing, and that's what he says, that all the Talmidei Habesht, that's what the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov did, that they made a very big deal out of that element of Pesach Sheni. In Orchos Rabbeinu it says that when it comes to matzah and Pesach Sheni, the stipler would eat matzah and Pesach Sheni, dafka hand matzah that was left over from Pesach, but he would first put it over fire because of any chashash tolaim, in case any worms got to it. He wanted to burn them out and make sure that there were no bugs in the matzah. But his brother-in-law, the Chaznish, was opposed to the minhag. He would not eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, and he thought we can't make up new mitzvahs. There's no such mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach Sheni, and we shouldn't make up any new mitzvahs for Pesach Sheni either. Okay, so says Gemara now. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches as follows: K'chol the pasuk tells me that I'm supposed to make Pesach Sheni with all the rules of Pesach Rishon. What does it mean, all the rules of Pesach Sheni? All mitzvos shebegufo, any mitzvos that are intrinsic to the korban itself. like shechting it, roasting it. Those are mitzvah shebegufa. What the Braisa is essentially doing is, we had a list of halachos in our Mishnah, two things that that are different between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, four things that are the same. Instead of just a list, the Braisa is formulating rules, that this list follows certain rules of which types of mitzvahs of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni, which types do not. So mitzvos shebigufo, anything intrinsic to the carbon itself, shechting it, roasting it, would apply equally to both, based on the pasuk kechol chukas haPesach yasu oso. So mitzvah sha'al gufo minayin. What about a second category? Anything associated with the carbon, but not intrinsic to it, like eating it with matzah and marar. So what's the halacha? Tamalomer al matzos marar miyachluhu. So it says al matzos marar miyachluhu. So we see that anything associated with the carbon, not intrinsic to it, also applies to both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Yachla filu mitzvos shelo al gufo. One might think that even a third category, things that are totally separate from the carbon, like the Isser Ta'on Chametz, really got nothing to do with the carbon itself. One might think that applies to Pesach Sheni as well. Tam lomar ve'etzem lo yishperu vo. That's why the pasuk says by Pesach Rishon that you don't break that you can't break a bone in the carbon Pesach. So I'm sorry, by Pesach Sheni it says you can't break a bone in the carbon Pesach. So Mashvir Se'etza Miyuchan Mitzvah Shebegufo Af Kol Mitzvah Shebegufo. So we darshan that just like that, the Isurim of Pesach Sheni have to, or the mitzvahs of Pesach Sheni have to be similar to the mitzvah of Etzem Lishpruvo. Namely, Etzem Lishpruvo is a mitzvah on the carbon itself. So all of the Pesach Sheni related halachos are going to be related to the carbon itself. But things that have nothing to do with the carbon itself, like the Yisroel Chametz, saying halal when you eat it, those things are only going to apply to Pesach Rishon, not to Pesach Sheni. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda darshins from a different pasuk. Yasu oso b'mitzvah shebegufo kasam medaber. From the pasuk Yasu oso, he learns that it's only mitzvah shebegufo that apply to Pesach Sheni, not mitzvahs that are unrelated to the gufa karban. So Amar Mar, let's go back and analyze this price. Yachal af mitzvah shelo al gufo. We said we might have thought that even mitzvah shelo al gufo, even mitzvahs that are totally disconnected from the carbon itself, should apply to Pesach Sheni, but we just got through saying that the pasuk teaches me that it's dafka b'mitzvah shebegufo, that kechol chukas haPesach yasu oso, that it's talking dafka b'mitzvah shebegufo. So why would I have a havamina that it applies even b'mitzvah shelo al gufo? So hachi kamer. Now this is what the Braisa means to say, meaning it's one line to the next. It's a stira. We already have a pasuk telling me it only applies to mitzvah shebegufo, and then the next line the Braisa says, but I would think it applies to mitzvah shelo al gufo. Why would you think that? You just told me pasuk tells me otherwise. So hachi kamer. This is what the Braisa means to say. Hashe damet al matzos marm yachluhu. Alma yasu oso lav dafka hu. Once it says al matzos marm yachluhu, I would think yasu oso is lav dafka, meaning that it could apply even to mitzvah shelo al gufo, because al matzos marm is a little bit disconnected from the carbon. Ema havle kepratu klal v'nasa klal mosif al prat v'afilu kol milinami. I would think that it's like a klal it's like a prat uklal, and therefore the klal is mosif on the prat, so we include everything. Hashvas ha'sar, any mitzvah shelo al gufo should also be included. Kam hashmalan. That's why it has to tell me otherwise. So what does it teach me? Excuse me. So Rashi says, Kamash Malan, the Etzem L'Yishbro, the Pasuk of Etzem L'Yishbro teaches me to Lo Tidrosh Klal Mosif Al Aprat, that you shouldn't darshan this as a Klal being Mosif Al Aprat, L'Rabuye Kol Mile, to come include every din, Afilu Ashpas Asar, even the requirement to destroy the Chametz, Dimkein Kolani Prati Lamali, because then why would we have so many Pratim? The Torah would have only said one Prat and one Klal, and that would have been it. Why does it say several Prat? The reason it has each phrase in the pasuk is the midrash tosefta deklala akol chad v'chad umar bidumya deprati v'sulo. It's to teach me that there's one extra klal and one extra prat applied to each phrase in the pasuk. Meaning there are three examples that the Torah itself gives. The Torah specifies three examples of halachos that apply to Pesach Sheni. to eat it with matzah marar, not to leave it until the next morning, and not to break any bones. Why does it have to give the three examples? So Rashi, foreshadowing the Gemara and the rest of this Amud, tells me that the reason it gives these three examples is so that the each one has a different type of mitzvah, each includes an additional intrinsic halacha, and excludes an additional external halacha from Pesach Sheni. V'kulu prati havi degufo uda al gufo. All the pratim are digufo or da'al gufo. None of them are shalo al gufo. Vayinu dekamer tana deprati ve'etzem liyishpru memayit mitzvah shalo al gufo, kigon lo sishchol chametzkir l'kaman. Ul'kaman bebraisu mefarshi, may mar biklol dekol chad v'chad, umay memayit prata. So the Bryce is going to explain what we learn from the klal of each one, and what we exclude from the prat of each one. So that's what the brisa is going to do. So first says the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda. Before we get into the brisa, we had a machlokes tanaim. Which pasuk do we use to learn that mitzvot shelo al gufo do not apply to Pesach Sheni? So Isi ben Yehuda use the pasuk of Yasu Oso, so he does not use the pasuk of Etzem Leishpruvo. So says Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda, Hai Etzem Mai Avedle. What does he do with the pasuk of Etzem Leishpruvo? He used to teach me that the din of Shviras Etzem, that you're not allowed to break a bone in Pesach Sheni, applies whether the bone has marrow in it or doesn't. What are the Rabbanan who use Etzem Lishbruva? What do they do with the Pasuk Yasu Oso? They use it to teach me that you don't shech the carbon Pesach for an individual, even the Pesach Sheni, to come Dev Shaladure Madrinan. Now, by Pesach Rishon, the whole Klal Yisrael is Chayiv. It should be easy to find the Chabura. Pesach Sheni, the only people that are Chayiv are people who are Tamei. So it's a little bit more challenging to find the Chabura, but that's what it's telling me, that you should always try to find another person who's Tamei to bring the Korban Pesach with. Person should not do it on their own. Period. So now we go back and figure out what the Klal and Prat is from each example that the Torah gives. Again, the Torah gives three examples of halachos that apply to Pesach Sheni: to eat it with matzah marar, not to leave it until the next morning, and not to break any bones. So first we're going to explain why, if it only would have given one example, we would have assumed that, we already discussed why, if it only would have given one example, we would have assumed that kukol chukas ha-pesach ha-sukoso is a klal that follows a prat, and is marba kol mili even mitzvah shalo al-gufo. Now we're going to explain what each one comes to include. Tan Rabban, kukol chukas ha-pesach ha-sukoso, yachl k'shem sharishon asa bali rabba imatzei, kach sheni asa bali rabba imatzei. One might think that the yisra bali rabba imatzei to'on chametz should apply to Pesach Sheni as well. Tamalomer al matzah smor miyachluhu. That's why the pasuk says matzah smor miyachluhu. Ve'in li'al mitzvah sasei. So I would only know from there that mitzvah sasei apply to Pesach Sheni. Mitzvah slo sasei minayin. How do I know that there could be mitzvah slo sasei that apply to Pesach Sheni as well? Tamalomer lo yashir mimenu ad boker. Pasuk gives another example of halacha that applies to Pesach Sheni. Don't leave it over till the next morning. Ve'in li'al mitzvah slo sasei shenitek lasei. But from that I would only know a lav anitek lasei, because leaving over the Korban Pesach clue the next morning is a lavanita klasei. You then burn it. That the noser is beish to throw for you. Burn the noser. So mitzvah losa say gomer minayin. How do I know regular losa say that's not nita klasei can also apply to Pesach Sheni? Tamalomar ve'etzem liyishpruvo. That's why it tells me the iser of shiras etzem, which is most decidedly not a lavanita klasei. It's just a straight forward love. Ma prat mefurash mitzvah sasei v'losa sasei shenitek lasei v'losa sasei gamur. So just like the pratim, the details of the halachos that we apply to Pesach Sheni are clearly include mitzvah sasei, mitzvah losa sasei shenitek lasei, and a mitzvah losa sasei gamur. I've called mitzvah sasei v'losa sasei shenitek lasei v'losa sasei gamur. So we could include other types of mitzvah sasei, lafanitek lasei, and losa sasei gamurs. Now we get into the details. When the Torah says that a matzah marim applies to Pesach Sheni, what else does it mean to include other than the din that you eat it with matzah marar? Tzli Eish. It comes to include the din that it needs to be roasted, which we learned in our Mishnah. You have to eat it dafka roasted. What din are we coming to exclude by giving this example? hashvasa sa'ar. It's coming to exclude the din of destroying sa'ar. Epochana, how do I know that it's coming to include Sliyesh and to exclude Ashvasar? Maybe it's the reverse. Well, mitzvah degufayadif. We're always going to give preference to a mitzvah that's intrinsic to the carbon, and certainly how it's cooked is intrinsic to the carbon, whereas whether you have a sa'ar around that you've destroyed or not is not intrinsic to the carbon. What about the pasuk that tells me a Pesach Sheni? The second example the Torah gives, they shouldn't leave any over till the next morning. What else, what other halacha does that come to include? Should also apply to Pesach Sheni? Lo sotzi mimenu. They're not allowed to take it outside of Yerushalayim or outside of its chabura. Right, we learned the double isra of hotza'ah of the Karban Pesach. Beprate maikam imayitay. What halach is it coming to exclude? Lo yirav lo yimatze. It's coming to exclude ba yirav ba yimatze. So we'll leave out the parentheses. But Bali Rabbi Matzei, meaning if the Gemara would have followed the same path that it did with the previous, why don't we say the opposite? Right, so one is, again, one is intrinsic to the carbon, one is not. L'sotzi menu is what you do with the carbon itself. Balirah b'yimatzei is not what you do with the carbon. Now the gears had it to double the hide eno loka davalav shanita klasei. Why is it loyirah b'yimatzei that we're excluding? Because what example are we giving? We're giving the example of lo yashir mimenu ad boker, the issue of leaving it over till the next morning. What was unique about that issur? Why did the Torah give that example? So the Gemara already, the Brice already explained, because that's a lav hanita klasei. It's not a regular mitzvah sasei, it's a lav hanita klasei. So whatever we're going to exclude should also be a lav hanita klasei. Bal yirah b'yimatzei pashtus sounds like it's a lav hanita klasei. That's why it's excluded from that phrase. That's the pashtus of our Gemara. The problem is that, and that's how Rashi writes over here, that the lav of lo yirah is a lav hanita klasei because the following pasuk is tashbisu, right? That how do you correct the lav of bal yirah b'yimatzei? You go and you destroy the chametz. So it's a very clear lav hanita klasei. So the pasuk is telling me that if I have chametz, if you did leave chametz around your house, destroy it, and it's liolam ba'amod ba'ashveis. You always have the mitzvah of going and destroying it. So the Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam in the first parak of Chametz Matzah, Halacha Gimel, writes that one does not get malchus for the lav bal yirah b'yimatzei unless someone buys chametz on Pesach, or is machmitz a dough on purpose. He does a maisa to be machmitz a dough, because otherwise Yisra Bali Rabbi Yimatzei is a lav shein bo maisa. And you don't get malchus on a lav shein bo maisa. That's how the Rambam says. But if you do a maisa to own chametz, then you do get malchus on the Yisra Bali Rabbi Yimatzei. So it sounds very clear, according to the Rambam, that the only reason there's no malchus on Bali Rabbi Yimatzei is lav shein bo maisa. So the Lach Mishnah says, why not? Because it's lav nita klasei. You don't get malchus on lav nita klasei either. So, and the Gemara over here is clear, based on the way Rashi reads it and the simple reading of the Gemara, that Bali Rabbi, and just based on Svara, that Bali Rabbi Yimatzei is a lav nita klasei. So anyway, you shouldn't get malchus on lav nita klasei. So this is a major discussion. This is a... Every achron weighs in on this. The Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva in Siman Mem Beis says that based on the Shitas HaRambam in the 16th paragraph of Hilchos Sanhedrin, that every lav hanita klasei, if you're not mekayim the asei shebo, you get malchus on it. So that's why on Pesach you're not going to get malchus, because you could still be menatek it by destroying it. But after Pesach, you no longer have the mitzvah of tashbisu, so it's no longer able. You're no longer able to be minate klasei. So the shitas haramim is you would then get malchus on it. So lav anita klasei would not be enough. It only remains a lav anita klasei so long as it's still Pesach. But once you don't take care of it, you don't do that asei, says the Chacham. See, the Rambam shita himself is that once you've been mevatel the opportunity to fix it with the asei, you then will go get malchus on the asei. So that's how he explains this Rambam. But again, every Achron has their own take on this Rambam. We're not going to get into it right now. So says Gemara, Epochana. Other Gemara does say, Epochana, why don't we switch it around and say that we should include the Isra of Losotzi and of in Pesach Sheni and exclude Bal Yematze. I'm sorry, the other way around, that's what we do. Why don't we say we should exclude Losotzi and include Bal Yirah Bal Yematze? So mitzvah degufe yadif. No, we always prefer a mitzvah degufe. Losotzi is a mitzvah degufe. Bechali datzim liyishbruvo mai kamarva. So the Gemara says, okay, now I'm based the klal of liyishbruvo, etzim liyishbruvo, the iser of breaking bones that we say by Pesach Sheni, what else does that come to include? Al tochlu mimenu na. It comes to include the isra of eating it of eating it na, that to eat it raw. That applies by Pesach Sheni as well. Beprate ma'ikam mimati. So what are we mimait? Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. We come to say that you're allowed to shecht it while owning chametz. That's not, that din does not apply to Pesach Sheni. One is allowed to shecht Pesach Sheni while owning chametz. Epochana. Again, the Gemara asks, why don't we flip it around and say that you're not allowed to shecht Pesach Sheni while owning chametz, but you are allowed to eat it raw? So again, mitzvah degufe adif. How it's cooked is a mitzvah degufe. Whether you own chametz or don't own chametz is not at all a mitzvah degufe. Good. Says that, so that's the whole brisa. Those are the three halachas that the Torah actually tells me about Pesach Sheni. Each one comes to include another halacha and exclude another halacha. All the halachas that we include are mitzvos degufo, or at least mitzvos sha'al gufo, and everything we exclude are mitzvos shelo al gufo, things that are totally external to the Karban Pesach. But we have within all three categories, mitzvos hasei, lavanitik lasei, and regular los assays. Harishon ta'an halal b'achilasa. The Mishnah went on to say that Pesach Rishon requires halal, that one needs to recite halal on Pesach Rishon when eating it. But Pesach Sheni, there's no halal when eating it. There's halal on both of them when making it, when doing the karban, but not when eating it. So minani mili. Amar b'yachom mishum rabbi shumeni otzadak. Amakra hashir yelachem kelelis kadesh chag. Laila mekudesh lechag ton halal. Laila shein mekudesh lechag ein ton halal. The pasuk says that we sing the shir when it's kelelis kadesh chag. Is kadesh chag on a night of kedusha, on the night of isra malacha, where it's a real yomtiv. But when it's not a real yomtiv, then there's no din of saying halal. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Archaim Sim Tav Pei Zayin Siv Dalid that on the first night of Pesach Gomrim Es Hahel B'Tzibur B'Ni'ima B'Bracha Tchila V'Sof, that in Shul on the first night of Pesach Shulchan Aruch paskins one should say the full Halal, and also the second night of Pesach in Golos, in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, first two nights of Pesach say a full Halal. The Ramah says that we're not knowing that way. We only say it at the Seder. We don't say it in Shul on the night of the Seder. There. So you'll find various shuls have chilukei minhagim about this. This is machlokas mechaber in the Ramah. The truth is in Maseches Sofrim it's mefurish like the mechaber. Maseches Sofrim says Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yotzadik Gomer Yamim Shmona Asar Vilaila Echad Yachad Gomer Behemes HaHalel. There are 18 days and one night where we say Halel Ve'eluhim Shmona Simei Chanukah Shmona Simei Chag V'yom Tov Shal Tzeres V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach Vilelo. And so it sounds very much that this is part of the regular mitzvah of Kriyas Halel in Bitzibur, applies even on the first night of Pesach. So what's the issue over here? What are they arguing about? So Reb Chaim explains in the Haggadah Shel Pesach Mibeis Levi, the quote from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that the gedder of this din, the reason that we say Halal Beis HaKnesses according to the Mechaber, and you're not Yotze with the Halal that you can say at the Haggadah, is because the Pasuk says, Hashir Yelachem Kelelis Kadesh Chag. This Pasuk that we're quoting in our Gemara, the Gemara in Eruch and Daf Yud quotes this Pasuk and learns that Laila Mekudesh L'Chag Ta'un Shira, the same our Gemara, the same Drash that our Gemara has, that you require Shira on the Laila Mekudesh L'Chag. So we see that we're talking about not a Halal B'Shas HaNeis, we're talking about a halal midin Yom Tov, that it's a din in Yom Tov in Mekudesh L'Chag. So there's a chiyuv of Amiras HaHalel because of the Yom Tov on the night of the Seder, not just on the day of the Seder. The halal that we say at the Seder is not a halal of Yom Tov. That's a halal al anes. That's a halal because chayev adam liros esatzma kilu hu yatsumi Mitzrayim. We have to see ourselves as if we're leaving Mitzrayim. So when we're experiencing that we're leaving Mitzrayim, we have to say halal because we're experiencing anes right then. So that's a halal al anes. But a halal for the Yom Tov that we're celebrating, that has to be done in shul. That's how Reb Chaim understands it. So that's why we're not yotze the halal of the Yom Tov, except for in shul, because the halal at the Seder has a different character to the halal. But it asks Reb Chaim from our sugya. We quote the din of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Yotzaduk, who learns from this pasuk, Ashir Yelechem, Kalalus Chadish Chag, that Laila Mekudosh Chag requires halal, Shein Mekudosh Chag does not require halal. And what do we learn from there? That Karban Pesach requires halal. Halal be'achiloso. Which halal is that? That's not a halal in shul. That's halal at the Seder. And it's from that same pasuk that he tried to show that it's a din in Yom Tov. That it's a din in Yom Tov. So it seems that we don't learn from this pasuk that you need to say halal at the night of the Seder midin Yom Tov. It's a din of the Karban Pesach. It's not a din in the Yom Tov. So the Chorah should only be by the Seder, against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Masechta Sofrim. Like the Ramah says, so Reb Chaim says, no, you could say that the Amiras Halal is Midin Yom Tov, not Midin the Karban Pesach. The Pasuk just mentions, doesn't mention Karban Pesach at all. It mentions Yom Tov, his Kadesh Chag. It's just that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash, they were Mekayim this Halal at the time of the Achilas Pesach. But it is a Halal that's Midin Yom Tov. It's not a Halal that's Midin Halal Alanes. And Mela, nowadays, we don't have a Karban Pesach, we still have to have this halal midin yom tov, so we do this halal midin yom tov in shul. That's how Reb Chaim understood. The Brisker Rav was not so sure about that. He thought the halal b'shas hagada was halal for all the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you yotze with that for the halal of yom tov as well. And the Brisker Rav had a different minhag than his father. Very, very rare, but almost always he just followed whatever is he followed Reb Chaim's minhagim. But the Brisker Rav, when he was in Brisk and his father was alive, he would walk out of shul. When they would say halal beis hakenesis, he would walk out together with Rav Simcha Zelig, the dayan of Brisk, and that's what the Haggadah Shel Pesach Beis Levi says. And they would talk about the halachos of halal when they would walk out, and then they'd come back in after the halal was over. But the Brisker Rav held to follow what the Ramah says, and Rav Chaim held to follow what it says in the Mechaber. Okay, Zev Zed Tudin Halabas Yasin, but both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni said the Mishnah require Halabas Yasin, my taima. So why do they require Halabas Yasin? So Iba Yisema Laila Kamimait Yom Lo Kamimait. It could be because the Torah, we exclude the nighttime halal from Pesach Sheni, but not the daytime halal, based on the Pasuk in Yishaya. The Iba Yisema Efshe Yisrael Shoftan Es Pesachin Minotel Silvein Veinom Halal. Or it could be that is simply a svara. How can you have Klal Yisrael being shochet a Karban Pesach, being notel their lulav, and not saying halal? That counts as daf yomi kunsens, because there's no reason whatsoever the Gemara should have had to mention notel and lulavein. What does that have to do with anything? So, but it can't be that Klal Yisrael is going to shech the Karban Pesach, be notel lulav, not say halal. Can't be. The Gra in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simchav Beis says that you see from this Gemara, Efshe Yisrael shochet pesem notel lulavein veinom halal, that the din of the halal is not a mitzvah bifnei that it's a chelik of the mitzvah that you're saying that you're doing together with the halal. That you can, it's just part of netilas lulav. You can't have a netilas lulav without a halal. That the part of the, so there's something to discuss over there about the shechitas, something about the character of shechitas haPesach and netilas lulav that they require a halal. That's what the Adaris raises the question. What do you mean? The Rashi over here writes that because shechitas Pesach and netilas lulav are dvar mitzvah, so every dvar mitzvah requires a halal. So Adaris says, what are you talking about? No other Dvar Mitzvah requires a halal. What is it about Shechitas HaPesach and Netilas Lulav that require a halal? He doesn't give, his answer I wasn't so happy with. So you got to think about that. What is it about these two mitzvahs that dafka require a halal? Okay, now Chol and Sli. The Mishnah also said that both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are eaten roasted. So and they're also, they're both Docha Shabbos. They could both be brought in Shabbos. Says Mar Shabbos in Tuma Lov. Yeah, they could both be brought in Shabbos, but they cannot both be brought Betuma. Masis and Vilk Rabbi Yudah. Titanya Docha Shabbos Vein Docha Satuma. Rabbi Yudah Omer Aft Docha Satuma. That's really Machlokas Tanaim. What if you're Tamei again when it comes time for Pesach Sheni? Do you just say, okay, I try my best, I can't do it? Or do you say, Well, I tried my best, but I guess I got to do it Bituma. Couldn't do it Bituma Pesach Rishon. Thought I'd make a Pesach Sheni. Got to do it eventually, so I'll do it now. So my time in Tanakama, what's the svar for the Tanakama? The only reason you didn't do it on Pesach Rishon is because of your tummy. Now you're going to do it Bituma? You should have done it on Pesach Rishon then. So Rabbi Yehuda would say just the opposite. Torah Chazra Lavlasos Betara Lo Zacha Yasa Bituma. The Torah tried to give you an opportunity to do a Betara. You couldn't because now you're Tame again. So at least do a Betuma. No reason to skip out on it entirely. So at least one should do it Betuma if they can't do a Betara. There is a discussion. The Gemara Maseches Brachos has a Braisa. Talks about Tfilas Tashlumin. A person is Shogeg and is not Mispalel. So when the next Man Tfila comes, he davens a double Shmona Esrei. Right? So what if a person forgets Shmona Esrei on Shabbos Mincha? He forgets to daven Shabbos Mincha. So Motzai Shabbos, he davens double. So what does he do? The first one for the Chiv of Motzai Shabbos, and the second one for, right, and that's the one he says, Atachantan, he says the Abdallah, and then the second one to be Mashlim, his Chiv that he missed before. What Shmona Esrei does he daven for the second one? Shabbos Shmona Esrei or weekday Shmona Esrei? So the halach is very clear. Daven's a weekday Shmona Esrei. You always daven the Shmona Esrei of the Zman that you're in now, even though you're being mashlim, a different Shmona Esrei. So here's a machlokas rishonim. Tosos and Maseches Brachos quotes machlokas rishonim. What if a person daven Shmona Esrei, but he wasn't Yotze because he forgot Yalav Yavo? A guy in Rosh Chodesh, daven Shmona Esrei Mincha, he forgot Yalav Yavo. And then he realizes later, it's already Marav time, he realizes he missed Yalav Yavo at Mincha. But now it's Marav, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So what's he going to do? He's going to say regular Shmona Esrei for Marav good. Now a second Shmona Esrei, you're supposed to say the Shmona Esrei of the Zman that you're in now, right? So it should be without Yalav Yavo. But he's making up for a Shmona Esrei that he davened without Yalav Yavo. The whole reason he has daven again is because he skipped the Alav Yavo. He said a Shmona Esrei, he just missed the Alav Yavo. He's going to make up for that by saying the Shmona Esrei without the Alav Yavo. So that's a machlokas rishonim, whether he has a din of tashlumin or not. So the way most of the achronim understand that machlokas is fundamentally when one misses Yalav Yavo and Shmona Esrei and Rosh Chodesh, is it ki'ilu he didn't daven? Or no, he was Yotze Tfila, he just wasn't Yotze Yalav Yavo, and the only way to be Yotze Yalav Yavo is by davening again with Yalav Yavo. But now he's not going to be able to daven again with Yalav Yavo, so then he shouldn't do a tashlumin. Or do you say, no, it's ki'ilu he didn't daven, so he's got to daven again, and daven again without Yalav Yavo, and that way at least he'll be Yotze Tfila. But one of the Achronim suggests, he quotes in Pnina Elochav, he quotes from the Shema Eliyahu, B'Shem Aviv, that maybe it's connected to this machlokas, that the whole the Svara is a similar Svara. You missed out on Yalav Yavo, right? Well, what do we say over here? The only reason you didn't do Pesach Rishon was because it was Bituma. So now you're going to go and do it Bituma again? Or do we say, no, we tried our best, we couldn't do it, so you'll do it in the second best kind of way, you'll do it Bituma. So maybe over here also, the whole reason that you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei is because you missed Yalav Yavo. Now you're going to go and say Shmon Esrei without Yalav Yavo again? Okay, an interesting tsushta. Tan Rabban, Pesach Rishon Dochas Shabbos, Pesach Sheni Dochas Shabbos, Pesach Rishon Dochas Tumah, Pesach Sheni Dochas Tumah, that both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are Dochas Shabbos and Tumah, Pesach Rishon Tal and Lina, Pesach Sheni Tal and Lina, Pesach Rishon you need to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim, Pesach Sheni as well. Dochas HaTumah Keman Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the Tana that holds Pesach Sheni is Doch HaTumah? That's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda Tal and Lina, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Pesach Sheni requires sleeping over in Yerushalayim? Vatani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Minayin Pesach Sheni Shein Tal and Lina. Shenemar Ufenisa Bebokar Valach Lelecho Uksiv Sheish Yom Tochal Matzos. Hanech HaLashisha Tal and Lina Shein Nech HaLashisha Ein Tal and Lina. When do you require Lina? When there's a din of Nech HaLashisha, which is Pesach Rishon. But in Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no Tal and Lina. So who's the author of a brisa that says that it's the Pesach Sheni is Docha Tuma like Rabbi Yehuda, but that it's also Ta'on Lina? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not Ta'on Lina. So Trey Tanai Valib Rabbi Yehuda must be that there are two versions of what Rabbi Yehuda in fact holds. New Mishnah Pesach Shabbat Betuma Lo Yochlu Menu Zavin Zavus Nidos Vyoldos. When a Pesach is Betuma, it does not mean that people who are personally have tumas of ziva or nida or yoledes are allowed to eat from. They are not allowed to eat from it. V'machlu Peturim Mikaris, but they're not chayiv karis if they do. Rabbi Lazar Potter Afal Bias Migdash. Rabbi Lazar says they can even enter the Beis Hamikdash when when the Pesach is brought b'tumah. They're not chayiv karis for entering the Beis Hamikdash. Tan Rabbanan, zavin v'zavus nidus v'yol d'shachlu Pesach shabah b'tumah, yachlu yu chayavin. I might have thought that they should be chayiv karis for eating a Pesach shabah b'tumah. Tabal omar, kol tar yachal basar. That's why the Pasuk says, kol tar yachal basar. And the very next Pasuk, v'anefesh ha'tochal basar, mizavach shama shalashem v'tumah so'olav v'nichrasa. Tells us about the chayiv karis. So we dash him from the juxtaposition, nechal l'taharim chayav malav mishum tameh, v'shein nechal l'taharim ein tameh in chayav malav mishum tameh. So a karm pesach that's eaten by tahar people, so someone who's tameh is going to be chayav kares for eating it, but if it's karm pesach that's anyway being brought by tumah, so it's not being eaten by any tahar people, so people who have other forms of tumah, zav, and either yaladas, are not going to be chayav kares for eating it. Reb Lazar, mer yachal dachu zav, nichlus la'azar, pesach haba b'tumah, yachal yu chayavin. I might have thought that if the Zav pushes his way into the Azara on a Pesach Haba B'tumah, that he should be Chayiv Kares. Tamalomar v'yishchu min ha-melechne kol tzurov v'kol zav v'kol tamei l'nefesh. And we darshin b'zman sh'timei meisim mishtalchin, zav v'mitzorah mishtalchin. When timei meisim are sent out, that's when zav v'mitzorah are sent out. Ein timei meisim mishtalchin, ein zav v'mitzorah mishtalchin. If timei meisim are not sent out, zav v'mitzorah are not sent out either. Boy, Rav Yosef, dafku timei meisim minuchnu l'heichel b'Pesach Haba B'tumah mahu. What if they go not just in the Azara but into the Heichel? Do we say all bets are off once they can go into the Azara, let them in the Heichel also? Or do we say no, they're not allowed in the Heichel, just the Azara? That even Miktsas Machana, where there's a case where Tami Mason were only sent out from part of the camp, that must be this case where they're kept out of the Heichel. Ikada Amri Amar Rav Amar Kra, V'yishlechum min ha-machna, l'michutz ha-machna t'shalchum, kol Heichel de-karinim bay, l'michutz ha-machna t'shalechum, karinim bay, v'yishlechum min ha-machna. When are they sent out of any machna? Only when they're sent out of both machnos. But if we're allowing them in the Azara, so we might as well allow them in the Heichel as well. They're not going to be chayiv for entering the Heichel either. Okay, B'ezras Hashem, we'll pick up with Rav Yosef tomorrow. I'll get in mind.